What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. I just want to let you know as we kick this thing off that I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you for clicking on this episode and saying, you know what? I am ready for a change in my life. If you are someone who is struggling with a career change, you're not feeling like where you are, where you're supposed to be, or even if you feel like you're in the right spot, I want to let you know this is an episode you're going to want to listen to because it's going to give you some tools, some insights if and when you are ready to make a career change. Thank you, as always, for being here. And if you have not already, hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week as we bring you content, conversations, and insights that can help you move the needle forward in your life. So let's dive into this week's episode, my friend. We're going to be talking about making a career change, five things that you can do when you are ready for change. And if you're listening to my voice right now, I just want to let you know that I can feel your heart, my friend. When you are going through a phase of life where you don't feel like you're in the right place, where you wake up tired, you get home from work exhausted, you aren't motivated to do other things in your life because you just know deep down inside that you're not at the right place, it's a difficult place to be. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But I want to let you know that I'm here for you. And I know I mentioned at the beginning, but I am so appreciative and proud of you for clicking into this episode and saying, you know what, I need to do something about this. That is a massive, massive first step in the right direction. We're going to be going through today five specific things that you can do to start making that change when you are ready. All right. And the fifth one is undoubtedly the most important one we're going to dive into on today's episode. The fifth one we're going to look at, and I want you to stay till the end for it, is something that really is the reason that I am doing what I am doing in my life today. It's the reason that I'm able to go around the country and speak to different people and have that as a career. It's because of number five. So stick around for that one. It is absolutely going to create some incredible change in your life. But the first one that we're going to dive into when it comes to five things you can do when you're ready for a career change is the number one thing you can do is to make a mindset shift. All right, again, when you are in the mix of this isn't the right place, I don't think I'm in the right career, it's, as one of my good friends, Anthony Trucks, would say, it's sometimes hard to see what's on the label when you are inside the jar. Right. So sometimes when you're in the mix of not feeling like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's easy to just be in this confused place. Right. What's next? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get out of this? Am I deserving of this? And one of the most powerful things that I've used in my own life when I was ready to make a change is the first thing I would encourage you to ask yourself is, what is the current mindset that you have around your situation? And is it a disempowering mindset or is it an empowering mindset? So let me give you a few examples of what I mean of these two potential mindsets. The disempowering mindset can look at something like, you know what? You actually can't really do something that you love with your life. Like another one is a job is a job, right? It's just something you wake up, it pays the bills, it, you know, gets you food on your table, but you don't actually enjoy it because a job's just a job. Right. Another one is, it's just not possible for me. Right. I'm just not someone who has the skills, the talent, the abilities to actually have a career that lights me up. Now, what I want you to see when we look at all these disempowering mindsets is they do not inspire us to take action. They all create a negative energy, which basically just sends us back into the cycle of not actually changing anything. Right. When we go, you know what? You actually can't create a life where you do something you enjoy and someone pays you for it. Well, if that's the mindset, if that's what you believe, well, then obviously what's the point in even doing anything? Because it's not possible, right? If you go, a job's just a job. Well, now you're going, well, if I'm ready for a change and the next job's just going to be a job. Like, you know what? I don't want to go through the trouble of, you know, finding what's next and interviewing and doing all that. So, I mean, it's just going to be a job. So I'll just stay doing this thing that I don't really love, right? All of these disempowering mindsets, they do not inspire us to take action. They do not inspire us to say, you know what? I'm gonna do something about this. So what we want to do is we want to start to shift that mindset. Now, what we can shift it to give you a few examples is very simply that you can actually do something that you love with your life and that you can get paid for it. That's one mindset shift. Like, just for a second, if your mindset shift was, you know what? You can't really do something you like and nobody's really going to pay you to actually do something that doesn't feel like work. If you just shifted that mindset to you can actually do something you love with your life and have somebody pay you a lot of money for it. If the only thing you changed over the next week was that one belief, how would things maybe start to change in your life? How would the actions you take start to look different? How would the conversations you have with people about your future start to change? I mean, if you just change that one mindset shift, that little piece, things would massively change in your life, right? So that's one example. Another example could be, you know, if there's someone else out there that has created a life that they love, that they're doing a career that excites them, well, if somebody else has done it, then I can do it too, right? I'll give you one more. Is another one could be a new chapter of my life is starting, and this is the chapter where everything starts to change for the better. Like, imagine that was your mindset over the next week, the next month, the next 3 months as you went through this process of figuring out what's next for you in your career. It's going to massively change because now these empowering mindsets, they inspire you to take action. And really what they do is they create hope, right? They create hope that there's something better on the other side, and that's going to drive more action in your life. And when we look at these mindsets, there's a powerful quote. It was from a man, I believe it was Henry Ford. And he said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I just want you to think about that for a second. When you look at making a career change, what you believe, you're right at the end of the day, right? So let's look at it. If you believe that, you know what, it's just not possible for me to actually find a career that I like. Well, then guess what? And I hope you hear me very clearly right now. If that's what you believe, then you are right for you. And you're not going to create that in your life. You're not going to create something that excites you in your life. But if you believe on the other side that, you know what, I can actually do this. I can find something that lights my soul up, that I love. I can find a career that really is something I want to do with my life. If you believe that, then you're also right. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So ask yourself, what is your current mindset around your situation and do you need to start to change it? All right, that's the first piece when it comes to making a career change. Now, the second thing is taking inventory. The second thing that you can do is take inventory and find your Ikigai. Now, what your Ikigai is basically a blend of your purpose in this world. There was actually a really good book. I read it not long ago, and it was called Ikigai. And it's all about finding your Ikigai. And what they did is they went into a town in Japan. And in this town is literally the people that live the longest in the world. And also the people that are the happiest in the world. They live the longest and they're the happiest. And they wrote this entire book around it. And one of the things they noticed that allowed these people to live longer and be happier is they were living in their Ikigai. Now, what that is and what that breaks down to is four things. And I would encourage you to, yes, take inventory on them, answer them as I ask you these questions. But if you really are saying, Stu, I want to make a career change, sit down and journal on these things after. All right, here are the four questions, real simple. Number one, what is it that you love? All right, if you want to find your Ikigai, number one, ask yourself, what is it that you love, and journal on that. Number two, what does the world need? What is something that the world needs right now? Number three is, what can you be paid for? And then number four is, what are you good at? All right, so to take inventory, to find your Ikigai, the four questions you want to ask yourself is, what do you love? What does the world need? What can you be paid for? And what are you good at? Now, as you go through and journal through this, you're going to start to pull up all sorts of different things. For me, to give you an example, when I was ready for a career change. At one point in my life, I was 23 years old and I was beyond lost. I was not doing what I felt I was supposed to be doing. And if I had this sort of roadmap looking back, these four questions, my life would have been a lot clearer, right? For me to answer, what did I love? I loved making an impact on people. I loved helping people, right? It's pretty broad, but it at least gave me a sense of direction of what I could do next. When it comes to what does the world need? Well, the world needs people to have hope, right? The world needs for people to hear people speaking and get impacted from that work, right? Another thing is, what are you good at? For me, what I was good at was sales and speaking. Those were a few skills that I had learned over the last few years that I got really good at. And then what could I be paid for? Well, I could be paid for both sales and speaking, right? So those are a lot of different things. But if I look at, okay, I love helping people. People out there need hope. I'm good at speaking and sales. And the world also needs speaking and sales. How could I sort of blend that together to create something for the next chapter? That's what it would have looked like for me. And that actually is sort of what led me to speaking more in my life and what I do today. So those are the four questions you want to ask to find your Ikigai. Now, the third thing that you want to do when it comes to five things you can do when you're ready for a career change is start asking people around you. So once you go through and you do a little bit of dive, you get clear on your Ikigai, or at least a general sense of it, start talking to people around you and just let them know, hey, you know, I'm actually in the process of making a career change. I'm sort of looking to find the next thing in my life. Do you know anybody that, you know, XYZ, fill in the blank with some of your Ikigai answers? You say, do you know anybody that needs salespeople in their company? Do you know anybody that has a career, a business that's centered around helping people? Now, there's something in this world, it is so powerful. It's called the six laws of separation. And what the six laws of separation state is that through six people, you can meet anybody that you want to meet in the world. So if you wanted to go meet Jake Paul, you can meet him through six people. You want to go meet Tiger Woods through six people, you can meet him. You want to go meet Katy Perry through six people, you could meet her. But where this becomes powerful when it comes to making a career change is really what it means is that through six people, you can essentially be connected to any company in the world. All right, I speak at college campuses all over the country, and we go through this exercise, and we'll have someone think of a company, an industry that they're interested in, and a room of 100 people will ask everyone, hey, do you know someone in or around this industry? And every single time, without a doubt, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 people that know someone either in the specific company that they had an interest in or the industry. So if you just start talking to people around you and say, hey, do you know anyone in this industry? Do you know anyone in this space? Do you know anyone that, you know, has a company that's centered around helping people? Most likely, people know people. And you can get some sort of an introduction and you can start just having a conversation with that person, picking their brain. All right. So that's the third way that you can start to do something when you're ready for change. And then the fourth one is really simply a question. And the question is this, it's a powerful question. And if you're hanging out with us on the podcast often, you know I am a fan of questions because powerful questions create powerful answers and insights. All right, so here's the powerful question you want to ask yourself. I'd encourage you to journal it. I'd encourage you to go on a walk without your phone and just have this thought be the center as you go on your walk or as you journal. All right, here's the question. If I could wave a magic wand and do anything with my life, what would I do? If I could wave a magic wand and do anything with my life, what would I do? Now, as you probably hear me ask this question, I already know that for most people, your analytical brain comes in and it goes, you can't do that. That's not possible. I couldn't do that thing that if I wave a magic wand, it's just not possible. And we never allow ourselves to then go into this exercise. So what I want you to do is as you ask yourself this question of if I could wave a magic wand and do anything with my life, what would it be? I want you to purely take the analytical part of your brain out and give yourself 5 minutes specifically just to journal on this. You're going to journal on it. I'd encourage you to put some music and really allow yourself to just dream for a second. This is so, so, so powerful. Take your analytical brain out, journal on it for 5 minutes. Now, after you're done journaling on that, what you want to do is you want to begin to dissect this answer. You want to begin to read through it and see what are some themes. You want to begin to read it and see what are some things that you wrote about. You want to read through it and say, what are some things that you really felt energized about when you put down on paper? And what you'll begin to notice is that one, maybe you really can go do this thing exactly as you wrote it. And two is maybe you can't do this thing exactly, but maybe you can do something that has to do with two or three of the things that you wrote in that exercise. But it's powerful. All right. Answer that question. If I could wave a magic wand and do anything with my life, what would it be? And then begin to dissect it. All right. That's number four. And then finally, the fifth thing that you can do when you are ready for a career change. And my friend, this is by far the most powerful one. So I want to applaud you for sticking around to this part of the episode. But the fifth and fifth final way of what you can start doing to make a career change is make and create a shitty plan. Yes, you heard me correct. Create a shitty plan. Now, my mentor once told me this when I was 19 years old, looking for insights and direction in my life. And what he said to me, more importantly, is he said, Stu, a shitty plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow because tomorrow doesn't exist. If you're listening to me right now, are you waiting for perfect? Are you waiting for the perfect job, for the perfect opportunity, for everything to just be absolutely so perfect? And because you're waiting for perfect, you never take action, right? They say imperfect action is 10 times better than perfect action. So what would be gathering all the information that we've spoken about today, whether it's looking at your ikigai, whether it's answering that powerful question, whether it's making a mindset shift, whether it's anything else that we've talked about, what's a shitty plan that you could create from all of those things or from the knowledge you already have in your brain today? What is a shitty plan you could create for this next step of your life, right? A shitty plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow because tomorrow doesn't exist, right? I mentioned earlier when I was 19, I wanted to help people. I wanted to do some public speaking in my life and I wanted to grow a business that I was a part of. And my biggest fear was public speaking. It was the scariest thing in my entire life to go do. But at one point I had to say, you know what? I'd rather have imperfect action than no action. And what I did is I made a shitty plan. I wrote out a note card for the first speech I would ever give in my life. And I said, I'm going to put this note card in my pocket. I'm going to do this speech. I did this speech. I pulled the note card out probably 3-4 times. I was sweating through my shirt, ready to pee my pants. And after the talk wrapped up, it was horrible. It was not a good talk. But that first step, which oftentimes is the hardest part, led me to take the second step, which led me to the third and the fourth and so on and so forth. And ultimately, it's turned into the life that I have today where I get to speak literally all over the world, doing something that I love, making an impact on people. So for you today, the fifth and final piece to wrap up today's episode is to ask yourself, what is a shitty plan you could create today for your next step? And how can you begin to act on it in the next 24 to 48 hours? All right, my friend, that is the five things that you can do when you're ready for a career change. Number one, make a mindset shift. Number two, take inventory and find your ikigai. Number three, start talking to people around you and use your network. Number four, ask yourself the powerful question of if I could wave a magic wand and do anything with my life, what would it be? And then fifth and finally, create a shitty plan. Remember, a shitty plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow because tomorrow doesn't exist. So go out there, take action on these five. Other than that, I want to say thank you again for being here. I appreciate you. I am so, so, so grateful for you. And if you know someone in your life, all I would ask is if you know someone that's looking to make a career change, that looking to change things up in their life, just send them this episode. Say, hey, I thought of you when I was listening to this podcast. I think it could be really beneficial for your life. And I promise you, they're going to come back and they're going to say, thank you for sending me that. And it's going to give them some guidance, some direction on how they can get closer to living a life that lights up their soul. So again, my friend, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I hope you have an unbelievable rest of your day. And I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care.